Steve, thanks very much. It's Bill Leff and Judy Pilak sitting in for Wendy Snyder all this week. Wendy will be back in 2016. Judy, say what you always say.
I will see her next year.
Absolutely right. Hannah Stanley from Flavor HD is here. Dane is on the way. Hannah, first of all, thanks for spending an entire year with us and keeping us up to date on what's going on in the culinary world. We really appreciate that.
Well, the pleasure is all mine. And it's so nice to actually see Judy outside of the little picture screen.
Yeah, yep. And it's so nice to be here on a day that you have food. I'm so happy.
You brought in food. This is how life should be.
Yeah. It is exactly how life should be, especially when you work in this industry. And my apologies to Wendy. She'll be
for missing out on food.
Oh, that's she's a shame. Missing out.
We'll save her some.
Especially this gorgeousness.
Food holds up for a couple of weeks. You could put food in a drawer and just take it out whenever you need it. Right?
Fine. I'm eating all of her food.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
You have nothing to worry about.
No.
Let's just quickly. I know we're not prepared for a year in review, but this year 2015 was a fairly good year in terms of food and restaurants and things here in the city, wasn't it?
It was absolutely a good year. It was incredibly eventful. I mean, towards the beginning of the year, we had the James Beard Awards here in Chicago. For the very first time, and they're coming back this next year. It really was a ton of food-centric activity. We had new food festivals, Wine and Food Fest here in Chicago, in addition to Chicago Gourmet. It really stepped up our game, Chicago-wise at least, for being on the forefront.
Well, there was a time where you could debate whether or not Chicago was one of the best food cities in the country, if not the world. You can't even debate it anymore. It is.
Definitely up there in the country with New York, with San Francisco. I mean, just really elevated.
Yeah.
Completely.
No doubt about it. Who have you brought in with us?
Some random guy.
Just a random man.
Who said that he could bring food. He was like, look, I got some things, and I've got really cool stainless steel utensils.
Oh, they are awesome.
They're so great. I have Chef Steven from Intro has joined us.
Steven Galanders. Hello. Hi, Steven. Thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
And you are talking to us about Chinese New Year.
Christmas Eve.
And Chinese
Christmas
New Year
Eve.
And all kinds of different stuff.
But yeah, close enough, right?
What have you brought us to sample today?
So for that specific menu on Christmas Eve, we are going to we're going to have our normal a la carte menu, which we run all the time, in tandem with a special Chinese Christmas Eve menu that we're going to be running.
So there it is.
These dishes are actually off of the normal menu, which again is going to be offered. The first one is the wilted kale salad. It's kind of a take on Mexican.
And for alert to Dave Ennett, there is kale in the studio.
Dave Ennett, who does sports on the morning show and at the rest of the station,
loves
is
kale.
Kale's biggest fan.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, and, I love kale.
You can't go wrong. How did kale become, like a couple of years ago, a couple of people knew about it, but it was like a secret food, and now everybody's talking about it all day, every day. What happened?
Yeah, I mean, when I grew up, it was one of those things that you get like on the side of an omelet.
Yeah.
It just kind of like hangs out, and it's kind of green.
It was a garnish.
Yeah, exactly. And then it just became, you know, superfoods, I think, became a big thing. And when people started talking about antioxidants and things that were extremely beneficial for your body.
Did kale get a new PR agent or something?
Because I guess.
Yeah.
They went with Michelle Malise. Yeah, she's incredible.
And I love the way you cut the kale.
Well, you know, that's the thing. Is that a lot of times it's hard to eat. And I think part of the reason was it was just very bulky and quite difficult to consume.
Right.
So by cutting into these thin ribbons, then marinating in the dressing, it softens it and really makes it tender and kind of succulent.
Yeah.
As opposed to being really papery or like eating hay.
And in the dressing has an acid to it.
Without question. There's vinegar as well as lemon juice in it.
And that's going to break down some of the fiber.
Absolutely.
And make it easier to not only chew and get into your stomach, but then digest.
Right.
I just had a bite of it, and I have to say, when I looked at it initially, it just looked way too healthy for my liking. But it really does have a lot of flavor. It's
definitely.
A good flavor.
There's a good amount of cheese on there, too.
So. Yeah. It is delicious.
Right, maybe that added to it.
I'm almost finished.
Wow, you did jump
in. Are those sunflower
those
seeds?
Those are actually pumpkin seeds.
Pumpkin
They're
seeds.
Called pepitas in Spanish. And this is a very Mexican approach to doing a Caesar salad, where Caesar salad was actually invented in Tijuana. So this kind of reinforces its Mexican roots by really making it kind
so
of
So technically
like,
it's a Caesar.
Salad. Ensalada,
yeah. Exactly.
That's what you guys are eating.
Ensalada, César.
Feliz Navidad, yeah.
Yes,
see. There's nothing wrong, even though we're looking at this as a Chinese dish primarily, bringing in other cultures, bringing in Mexican food. That's
really
perfectly allowed.
For sure.
Dane has joined us, the other half of Flavor HD.
Well,
hello, Dane.
You mentioned some of the marketing plans, you know, whether it's like Big Kale, the lobby group that has worked so hard on this.
Yes.
Or having a new marketing and a PR company, because as beef, it's what's for dinner, has been so successful.
The other white meat,
bulky
pork.
And difficult to consume, was one of the things.
Right.
We probably missed those commercials.
Doesn't sell. It doesn't sell kale.
No, they were just in the middle of the night. They were all run of schedule. What is in the bowl you brought us?
That is a caramelized banana budino.
So what is a budino?
A budino is an Italian pudding, essentially. Oh. The only difference that you're going to have to a traditional American pudding is a little thicker. It's got a little more density to it.
Let me try that.
Yeah.
Is it more, it looks to be, I haven't had it yet, but it looks to be more custard consistency
question,
than pudding.
Certainly.
Right? Yeah.
So the bottom layer, if you actually want to scoop all the way to the bottom so you can get some of the caramelized banana, there's a bit of bananas foster layer.
Okay.
Force your hand, right? Topped with a vanilla custard. And the top is a banana coconut granola. No, but I like
Bill, it. Bill and I just looked at each other like, we need to leave the studio.
Wow, is this good.
But, you know, you can hear it, actually, the little crunchies. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The fun part about this dessert is really the textures of it.
No, it's the taste. But the textures really add. So what is in this? I mean, it is a pudding-ish.
Right.
Custard. So how would someone go about making something like this?
So you make a...
They would come to your restaurant,
right,
which is
exactly.
Intro.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, you give us your money and then we'll give it to you. And that's how you make it.
All right. That's how free enterprise works, I guess. But something like this, now, I don't know if... Is the portion this generous when you go into intro? Is this what you get when
for
you order
it? For the desserts
it?
In general, we want to make it more convivial.
Wow,
so
is that big?
Yeah, I thought it was a bowl of oatmeal. It was so huge.
Oh, it is big.
And let me say, the texture, it is true, because I would not normally like that pudding.
Right.
But those nuts on top just totally make
it. Yeah, the granola really makes it fun.
And they cut the sweetness.
Without quite. And there's no sugar in the granola, and it's salted. So it really provides
a real dimension.
Yeah, I love the
salt. I love the salt.
It is convivial, as you said, Stephen, and I'm going to look up convivial and see if that's true or not. But I think it is convivial.
I just Googled it, and there was a picture of this.
Oh, there is?
Yeah. And you know what? Donald Trump's going to use that word to slaughter tomorrow.
Stephen, if you were to order this at intro, and again, explain the name. What is the name of this that we're eating?
It's
the banana?
It's a banana budino.
Banana budino. You would get this for dessert?
Certainly.
Yeah, boy, is it good!
It's like a dessert, a breakfast dessert.
Well, yeah, without question.
Yeah,
it has a very parfait feel.
And this is something that's available on a regular basis.
Absolutely.
At intro, one of the great things and the cool reasons we brought him in, especially on this day. And Bill, I know that you like to kind of experiment, push the envelope on seasonal and holiday eating, and what they're doing at intro. What's so cool about it is they have chefs of note that come in and do these residencies. And have specific kind of meal plans and things that they offer, which are really, really cool. Specifically to, you know, coming up to Christmas Eve, you guys are doing a Chinese Christmas Eve, which I thought would be awesome. It's going to be at intro, and we'll talk about that with Chef Galantis.
And it's on our actual Christmas tomorrow, then.
That's correct. It is.
Wow. It happened fast.
Such
didn't
a
it?
Nice thing to do also, so you don't have to stress. You can just go and have a nice, lovely dinner with your family and friends. And then have all the hubbub break out the next morning.
I hear Chinese Christmas Eve, I think of Christmas Story immediately.
That's a lot of the thing, though, is that, you know, a lot of restaurants, they do the Seven Fishes, the Feast of Seven Fishes.
Yeah.
It's kind of an Italian-American tradition, but a lot of people do it. No one really does kind of the Jewish-American tradition of the only restaurants being open on
Christmas
Eve.
Chinese.
Right.
Yeah.
So we figured, like, why not just embrace that and do, like, an elevated Chinese Christmas Eve menu?
Mm-hmm. Boy,
unfortunately,
is this
the duck didn't make it in the cab ride.
No Peking duck?
So, yeah.
What is being served?
So we are doing a whole roasted duck. Okay. It's going to be Northern Chinese inspired, so a little bit of Sichuan flavors. And they're going to have their own little accoutrement, like little steamed buns and some pickles and so on and so forth. Mm. We're doing a foie gras fried rice. Which is more difficult.
Very controversial.
Yes.
Very controversial.
But sounds delicious.
And good.
But we lost Charlie Trotter, so it's not like it used to be.
Right. Yeah. We're happy just to call it fried rice and not say that this foie gras just go down that path.
With a mystery ingredient.
Right.
Just put a question mark in the ingredients. Yeah. I don't know.
It's creamier.
All right. Let's take a quick break. Hannah and Dane from Flavor HD are here, as well as Chef Stephen Galanders from Intro. Where is Intro again, Stephen? Where
it's
can people find this?
2300 North Lincoln Park West.
2300 North Lincoln Park
so
West.
So easy.
Very, very good. Easy to find. Delicious food. We'll be back and cover more next. It's Bill Leff along with Judy Pilek and for Wendy on WGN. Judy, thanks so much. It's Bill Leff. It's Judy Pilek sitting in for Wendy Snyder. Wendy will be back next week. Hannah and Dane from Flavor HD are here, as well as Chef Stephen Galanders from the restaurant Intro. Incredible food. Unbelievable desserts. I just said one of the best desserts I've ever had
ever.
In my life. So good.
Because it's not too sweet.
Right.
That's what's great
it's
about it.
It's actually salty.
Yeah, there's that too. There's a nice balance of all the elements.
Yep. Stephen, again, the address, if people want to go to Intro, and there's a very special event tomorrow night for Chinese Christmas Eve, but where can they find Intro?
It is at 2300 North Lincoln Park West.
Excellent.
And reservations are at introchicago.com. And here's one of the things that's really cool about Intro is you have these acclaimed chefs that come in from all over the country. They do these residencies. Chef Stephen will be there till the end of January. And then you've got... really cool event things like the China, but it's also a value like Chinese Christmas Eve. And of course, we talked off the air. Judy's known as the goodbye girl.
Yep.
And so she's she wants a value. She demands a value. And this is going to be somewhere around the $90 range. You can up it down, you know, get your own kind of add a little bit.
Wines, et cetera.
Take some things away that'll change that. But it is definitely approachable on the price side. Super affordable with what it is. And the food is second to none.
Yeah, it's so good. You're only going to be there till January?
At the end of January.
And then what happens to you?
We'll see. We'll see what happens.
Oh. Yeah.
So wait, that's why it's called intro.
That's what I was going to ask you. Is that why? Tell us about that. That's such an interesting concept.
Right. Well, I was in New York for about the past 4.5 years. And
the city whose culinary scene I just ripped on. Yes.
Yeah, just a second ago.
The first opening I did.
Which
I
was, is better, Stephen.
Yes.
Chicago, of course.
But are our tastes a little bit different from East Coast tastes?
Question,
they are, right?
Yeah, and I actually think that Chicago is an amazing food city. I actually think it's easier to find a good meal in Chicago.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's interesting, just because of the amount of competition?
I think that in New York you can have a good meal, but you have to really pay for it.
Mm.
And I feel like Chicago provides a much more thorough middle ground that you can really have a better meal without having to shell out, you know, your mortgage for the month.
Right.
So. Oh, that's good because I like to live in a house.
Yeah. Sleeping under a roof.
Shelter.
Yeah, no.
In this
climate, you really need some shelter.
True.
So do chefs come through? How does that work?
So the plan was for us to leave New York and then to go to Los Angeles, open a restaurant. And one of my colleagues said, you know, you need to talk to Rich Melman. He's doing this thing called Intro. I heard about it, you know, through a couple of other things, with CJ being the inaugural chef.
Yeah.
And I did a tasting for Rich, and he, you know, high fives and everything else. And so here we are now. But with everything that's been happening, I'm the fourth chef now. Everything that's been happening, we really love Chicago. So we're considering, you know, maybe planting our feet here.
Oh, good. Mm. I hope that happens. One dessert is never enough. You brought one and we had it and it was delicious, but we could go for a second. Is there a second dessert?
It just so happens there is a second dessert. Yeah.
He bruleed.
The one that your finger's on?
Yeah, that's the one.
He bruleed in the green room. I witnessed it.
Oh. I did.
I'm not sure what that means. Are we going to have to call in a cleaning lady? What happened?
No, it is. It's sugar, and then you brown it. You torch it until it crystallizes and
caramelizes and burns.
Yeah.
Ish.
Yeah.
But if you have a creme brulee that has that nice crusted top, what they do is they put a sugar coating on it and they use a torch, and it's fantastic.
Yeah, that was fun getting that torch to security this morning.
It,
I was like, what is that? I'm looking at the torch.
Imagine.
I'm not
going to
lie.
I swear it's a kitchen torch. Yeah.
Well, even saying it's a torch isn't always going to make the security feel more comfortable.
Oh, as long as it's a torch going through, you're fine.
Nuclear missile, fine.
You're fine.
I swear.
I was worried it was a blow dryer.
So how is this different from your traditional creme brulee?
This is actually cheesecake.
It is.
And when we were talking about the cheesecake, we were saying we need it to be like a creme brulee. We want it to be like smooth and custardy. And then I realized, well, why not just finish it up, you know, make it a creme brulee cheesecake?
So when you leave Intro, do all these things that you've brought us today, do they leave with you or will they stay on the menu or
you
what?
You know, it depends. I don't like to think that I'm defined by my recipes.
Yeah.
So I'm very generous when it comes to people asking for things like that. And if this is something that they want to keep, then by all means, it's my pleasure to have them.
Most likely they'll leave with them.
Yeah, I would imagine. Yeah. I would.
Well, as it burn the recipes.
Torch them with your creme brulee torch.
Yeah, exactly.
I would.
The chef goes with you.
Drop the mic, the torch.
Yeah. That's kind of the concept is they come in, different chefs come in, they share kind of their vision for what it is. There's a lot of latitude and people really enjoy it, but it's for a set period of time so people can get in there and enjoy this chef while he's there. I think it's a really, really cool concept. And these three things, you got the salad and you got the two desserts, are going to be there probably for the length of your residency, right?
Well the seasonability of them is fine for
it's current,
right now.
Yeah.
It's appropriate. So there's no reason why we have to change them, and there's a tremendous following for a couple of these things. Some things will change, but these probably won't.
I love restaurants that change their menu up with some regularity. And I've never heard of this step of not just changing the menu, but also changing the chefs.
Oh,
that's
right.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Entirely.
Yeah, I've never heard the word residency. Yeah. As a chef.
Right. Right. Yeah, this is the first time I've ever been a chef in residence.
How about this? You sound like a doctor.
I was going to say, but put that on your resume because that really, people will be like, wow, they brought him in. That's fantastic.
And then they can call you Dr. Chef.
So a limited time for everything that he's doing there, but tomorrow, very limited time for Chinese Christmas Eve. So let's go through the menu at least as much as you can share now, and then we'll give out the information so people can get out there and join you.
Sounds good. So we're going to be doing a black truffle egg drop soup, which again, you know, is an elevated version of
the
standbys. We don't want to sell like a $3 soup by any means, but we also want to make it special. So we're going to have a nice like toupee of black truffles on top of that. We're going to have a whole roasted duck with northern Chinese spices and like, you know, the Chinese accoutrement with a pickled cucumbers and the homemade steam buns and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
And then we're also doing a foie gras fried rice.
Sure.
And then we're doing a play off a Chinese peanut cookie, and we're making a hazelnut cake.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
and we're trying
every
to make,
part of that sounds good.
We're trying to make fortune cookies as well, like a black and white fortune cookie.
Yeah.
Oh, kind of yin and yang. Very you know? Good.
Yeah,
that's outstanding.
So, are you going to hand write out all the fortunes?
Yeah, so we have to make sure that only certain staff members can do it.
And edible ink. Yeah, that's
I can't
good.
Read it.
Yeah.
Well, it all sounds so good. The restaurant, again, is called Intro. We've been talking with the chef, Stephen Galanders. It's located at 2300 North Lincoln Park West. You can still make reservations. People can still get in,
yes,
correct?
Yes, they can.
All right.
IntroChicago.com. And just
correct.
To let people know, it's as affordable as can be for something like this.
Yeah.
Somewhere around $90 is where they're trying to keep it.
Hannah, we had talked to you about doing a Christmas recipe. We're down to 14 seconds, 13 seconds. Can
I'm
you
gonna
do it
post,
quick or post
Our
it?
Friend Mark Sievers, who we've had on the show with us before, has an incredible way to elevate a champagne toast for New Year's Eve. And basically, there's chocolate involved. So that's all I'm going to say. I will have that up at Flavor HD, at least our Facebook page, and I'll make sure that Kevin puts it up at the Bill and Wendy Facebook
Excellent.
Page as well.
Thanks, both of you, Hannah and Dane, for spending the year with us. It's always fun to talk to you. We
Thank
talk
you.
To you guys and always enjoy it. Stephen, great meeting you. The restaurant, again, is called Intro. Get your reservations now. It's at 2300 North Lincoln Park West. Give that web address again if people want to contact
IntroChicago.com.
Perfect. Wonderful. Thank you, guys. Appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you.
A quick break and then more show ahead. It's Bill Leff and Judy Pilak in for Wendy Snyder on WGN.